This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Gosh, August the 12th, 7:06 in the morning.
And we're on solid ground today.
530-605-4567, and my sweetie's not leaning over the edge, appearing at the water. Hey, no. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. No, I know it didn't.
Linda did not chum for fish at any point.
We'll have to talk more about that trip in just a moment. You know, all of the friends that came.
It was neither the ship of fools nor a voyage of the damned.
It was a good time to have, well, we want to talk a little bit about that. We've got a lot of things to talk about today, but first let's talk about the weather.
Well, let's do. It's 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Our forecast is looking at sunny skies with temperatures around 94. Mostly clear tonight. Temperatures around 64. It looks like a beautiful week. Tomorrow, on our Tuesday, around 96. Mostly clear tonight. Tuesday night, with 64. And then we continue in the 90s throughout the week. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now let's go to our Market Minute with our Market Minute advisor with Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley. Good morning. What's happening, Josh?
Hey, good morning. Well, we have mixed markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 28 points at 15,396, while the NASDAQ's up 4 at 3,665, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,688. Oil is down 54 cents at $105.43 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.61%. Gold's up $16.40 this morning at $1,328, while silver's up 64 cents at $21.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down a nickel at $76.85, Apple's up $5.83 at $460.27, and Verizon is up 21 cents at $49.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Hey, give them a call at 243-7561. You need help out there in Wall Street market land. And these are the guys that go to. Not only Josh, but Susan and Kathy and Chris and Steve. Everybody down there has just your best interest in mind. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You know, we've got a lot of news that's happened, you know, usually over the weekends. But also we got some things we want to talk about. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tire feet was fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Pulse of Shasta County. Good morning, Bad Bob. We didn't get you in earlier.
Well, good morning. I kind of interjected a few a few comments about the weekend.
Linda, you have to wait. No, should we kind of just do a little bit of a you want to do a cap, Carl, of the weekend and the wall? And
First of all, again, thanks to Holiday Harbor Marina Resort. What a great
outstanding hosts.
I mean, what a professional group they have down there. And if somebody that was joining us tried to rent a patio boat from, they'd already sold out. And as they pointed out later, because they still wanted to join us, so they got a patio boat from another organization. It's not as nice. Doesn't have a bathroom on it and all those. Head, I guess you'd call it the head.
Well, we want to thank Steve Barry. It was my first time out to the cruise Lake Shasta on a houseboat. And again, before you take off, you have two or three people that are coming on. If there was something that wasn't completely functioning, they got on their walkie-talkies. The guy came right there. They were professional. They were clean. Again, everything about it was clean, but they were respectful, that you could tell they had a lot of integrity. And the guy that helped us do our check had another, kind of a high-profile job in town.
He and his wife both did.
And he said that he had never in all of his work, in all of his jobs, had been happier than where he was. He loved what he was doing. It was stress-free. The environment, the product, everything about it. And so, that's how we started. And that feels really good to have that kind of energy and attitude before you take off. Because, we don't really, it's one thing to run a little small, ski boat or something, but this is a significantly large boat, and they made it really, really easy and nice for us.
They did. And here's the best thing too, is if you're not quite sure of it as you're coming back, just give them a call. They'll meet you and drive it in for you. I don't know. I think us, we left it with Santos and family. Anyway, it was a great time. So thanks to Steve and his gang out there. But you know what? We're out in the lake and I get a phone call. And, who is it? But it's Shelly from Tobacco and Brew, who is out paddling on her kayak and brought me a couple cigars and a bottle of wine for my birthday. Cool. You know, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Besides having great coffee at Espresso Joe's and the lowest tobacco prices in town and the finest walk-in humidor in the state and giving all veterans discounts, they're really, really nice people. They care about the people that work for them. They care about this town. They've supported this town of Redding, the city of Redding for years. Over 30 years they've supported the city of Redding in so many different ways. Tobacco and Brew. And again, Shelley, thank you so much.
Well, I can see why. That was really an experience. And you know, we had invited people to come join us. So we didn't know who, while we were out there, we hung the KCNR banner. We didn't know who was going to come out. And then again, we were getting calls and we were going to certain coves. People were texting us, hey, we're going to be in this cove and we've got, you know, a kayak over here and we've got a, you know, a little motorboat over here. And we'll you know, so people were coming by to say hello. We were just, wow. Oh no, we came out. We heard you were here. Want to come in and say hi. And again, our friends who had tried to get a patio boat that day, on Saturday and it was nice to hear that, that Holiday Harbor, at least in the patio boat side, was sold out. So we really appreciate our friends and our listeners for coming out. We're going to do it again sometime, this end of September. We'll definitely let you know about it.
Okay. Let me see. That girl that was abducted down in Southern California. I went down to San Diego, and it appears that her mom and her brother may have been killed by this guy. This was what this Amber Alert was going on up and down the whole state, in fact, for the whole country. Four people up in Idaho, up in the high wilderness up there, were horseback riding and saw them and came up on the camp, and they said it seemed a little strange. Girl was in her pajama bottoms, and she was acting a little strange. She wouldn't look at anybody. Well, later on, they saw him again at the lake, and some comments passed back and forth, you know, friendly comments like you would if you saw somebody out in the wilderness. And as they were riding off, you know, they were talking among themselves, you know, there's something not right here. There's something not right here. And as soon as they got back home, he flips on the TV. Sure enough, there's the Amber Alert. They call the police. Police go over to the FBI. They search him down with a helicopter. The hostage rescue team, which doesn't play around. They're there for one reason, and to keep the hostages safe, not necessarily the perpetrators. As soon as they were separated, they went in to rescue her, and in the engagement, the kidnapper, or the accused kidnapper, was killed. So I'm glad to get the little girl back. She's 16. Well, she's not little, but she's 16, but there's so much, you know, drama in her life now. Mother dead, brother dead. So many other things going on.
And also, we'd like to do a shout out to,
the Wall of Remembrance.
Exactly. We went yesterday and, what an experience.
If you did not get a chance to see this, you know, for whatever reason, I'm sorry that you missed it. They had on Friday, it was a big turnout, and Friday night for the candlelight, vigil. For Specialist Burley, who, by the way, is arriving back in the North State today down in Sacramento. He's going to be buried up in Nevada City, by the way. Anyway, but this Gulf War of Terrorism, sponsored by Mojo AmVets Post Number 4, was there, and it was a moving memorial. And they said at 8:30 on Friday night when they did the candlelight vigil, the lady who runs Big League Dreams shut down all the games that were going on right then and says, we're not going to be playing softball or soccer when this ceremony goes on. And so she shut them down. And not only then did they have all the people that were there already, but then all the players came over also to pay their final respects to Specialist Burley. It's gone. We don't know when it'll be back. It's going to, on 9/11, it's going to be in New York City. And if you have any questions, though, you could probably give Matt Limo a call at 604-0776. But it was, we have some photos we're going to put up on the website here in the next day or two. So you can see what it was. It's amazing. They go from one end, you know, from the war started. They start with Beirut and then through the end of, it's not over yet, but through all the years. So, anyway, we got to take a quick break. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning. Oh, you guys are our energy. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. What's going on?
Well, do you like your kitchen cabinets? The countertops? Do you like those?
My countertops, I love.
You love those
I
countertops?
I love sharing them with people.
And bathroom makeovers? Forever Furniture, and of course, the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. All that coming from Estate Granite and More with Mike Huber. They do an amazing, they do amazing work, my friends, and their prices are very reasonable, and they're very trustworthy, which is the best part. Give them a call at 241-7866, 241-7866. He just does outstanding work. Mike Huber and Estate Granite and things. All right. Oh gosh. Could this be? The Obama ratings are continuing to tank. That only 41% see President Obama in a favorable light. Well, 53% find him unfavorable. What he's doing, his job performance is unfavorable. My goodness, what's happening here? Couldn't be with, well, let me see. IRS, NSA, Benghazi. Not building the pipelines. How about this one? Nobody seems to be hammering this. Gas. Gas is hovering at $4 a gallon. And it's more than that in some places. $4 a gallon. Under Bush, if it had been $4 a gallon, there had been, you know, they would have had millions of union people marching. Trying to say, let's hang them. From the unions back east in Detroit. That's right. Detroit is no longer a city. But that dropping, something happened in Missouri that became newsworthy. I don't know how newsworthy. Seems like Missouri State Fair had a rodeo. And during the rodeo, if you've been to rodeos before, you've got the announcers, you got people around, you got the clowns out there, then you got the entertainment, right?
Rodeos, yeah.
Right. Now there's the bullfighters, and they're not really the clowns, they're the bullfighters. Yes, they dress in funny costumes, but their job is to put their bodies out there to save the bull riders and get between the bulls and the bull riders. But then they have the entertainment, the kind of the clowns that they ride around in the funny cars and they say funny things. They have, they've got a three-legged mule or something like this. One of them, though, in Missouri, at the Missouri State Fair, he puts on an Obama mask. And the announcer says, "Who wants to see Obama run down by a bull?"
Uh-oh.
And the stands went wild. I mean, they lost it. They were, And so the bull was let out, and then he missed him a couple of times, and he got close. The guy made a run for it. Well, this doesn't seem to have set very well with the Democratic Lieutenant Governor of Missouri. We can do better than that. We can do better than that. Well, if they have one person out of that whole crowd that was, remember, that was going crazy over this and screaming and yelling, and everybody was excited. I mean, come on, let's take your political correctness hat off. The guy comes out with an Obama mask and said, let's do it. What if you'd come out with a, Teddy Kennedy mask, or what if it'd been a George Bush mask? The whole thing is he came out with an Obama mask. So what? The crowd went behind him. They went crazy. The bull never got him, but still the lieutenant governor says, we can do better than this. This is not what the state fair is supposed to do. And out of the thousands of people, they interviewed the one person that said he thought it was wrong. He says, my God, the way these people were carrying on, I felt I was in fear. I was in fear that something was going to happen to me. Well, my wife's Hawaiian. I felt like there was something bad.
I'm sorry, but I'm right there. Can I just say this?
Sure.
I think it's wrong.
Oh.
I'm one that thinks it's wrong. I don't care if it's the Bush mask or Obama mask or Clinton mask or, okay, there's a place for that, comedy club,
TV.
I don't want to see it at a rodeo. I don't want to see political stuff like that at a rodeo. I just don't. That's my personal feeling.
Well.
It's not the place for it.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Because that's
maybe a rodeo.
It's being slanderous towards a human being, person.
What if it had been Castro?
Don't bring that stuff to the rodeo.
So you're saying is rodeo should be as totally non-political as they possibly can.
It can be American flag.
Can you say a prayer before the rodeo?
That's not picking on a person. That is not picking on a person. When you start, okay, now if it was like, a fictitious person, if it was a caricature of, Wile E. Coyote and a cartoon.
How about Michael Moore?
Then you get the PETA people in the middle of that, you realize.
Okay, all right. You know what? Believe it or not, Linda, I actually see your point here.
Yeah.
The rodeo is an all-American sport. It is, it should be standing above your Hollywood sycophants. It should be above your bought and paid for mainstream media. It should be above these pundits that will say anything about people. Rodeo is America's sport. You can talk about football and baseball and all this, but rodeo is America's sport. And maybe you're right. Maybe they should be above that. But the bottom line, maybe they should be above that.
I don't know. Why can't they just, I could see maybe making a, passing comment, quick comment, but a mask, a visual mask is, to me, it's like, just leave your political jabbering aside.
Cheryl says, I agree with you, Linda. I am so tired of political junk entering into places it does not belong. You know what? You're right, honey. And you took the right one on that one. Free speech. I call it bad manners. That was from Sunny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You have free speech, but also, but you
absolutely.
Know what?
Absolutely.
Like, you know what? You're right. Somewhere you should take a stand here, and maybe we don't need politics in every facet of our life, including rodeo. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We've got people on the line. We have guests coming in. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
From the Fox Business Network, Dole Food Company and CEO David Murdoch have announced a deal for Murdoch to take the company private. The $13.50 a share takeover offer tops the CEO's original $12 a share proposal for the fresh fruit and vegetable producer. The deal will require approval by holders of a majority of Dole's stock other than CEO Murdoch. Meanwhile, BlackBerry has announced it's exploring strategic alternatives. The company's board says it has formed a special committee to explore everything from joint ventures, strategic partnerships, and even a sale of the company. And Pinnacle Foods says it will buy the Wishbone salad dressing business from Unilever for $580 million in cash. Pinnacle went public in March and is home to brands including Bird's Eye, Duncan Hines, and Hungry Man. The Wishbone deal includes brands with annual sales of around $190 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. The happy kid. Hey, community radio for the North State.
Hang on there, Randy. We're going to get right to you. But right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Been providing natural spring water to our customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988 from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com.
Now, before we took our break, we were talking about rodeo antics, and that somebody had put the mask of President Obama, made some kind of, you know, comment.
Well, they said, you want to see President Obama get chased by a bull.
And anyway.
Everybody in the stand said, yeah.
So Carl was saying that everybody laughed and cheered, and I personally think that it's in bad taste. I don't care who it is, to be slanderous that way of somebody who's a political United States president. I don't know. I think there's a time and a place. Randy, you're on the line. What do you think?
Well, I am with you on this one. I think we need a free zone, some place where we can go and have enjoyment and not be frustrated, discussed with our government and the actions that are going on, and I'm with you on that. Got to have some place to go where you can get away from it and just enjoy your day or your night.
Okay, I'll back off on this, and I'll agree with and I will, frankly, Obama doesn't really care how I feel, but I think you're right. Okay. I think you're right that, there should be political free arenas.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's a movie, which of course there isn't, or TV shows, which of course there hardly is, unless it's that stupid one where the people are trying to, trying to get from one side to the other and they're just getting hammered and makes you wonder how they can even walk 2 days later. But there should be free zones, and let's make the rodeo a free zone.
That's right, Linda.
Politically
Linda,
free.
We got him this time.
Okay, you got me this time. You know what? A rodeo is America. You know what? We don't need other stuff. All right, Randy, thanks a lot.
All right. Love you guys.
I know that there's been, when you've in the entertainment field watching certain comedy shows, they would put on, of my era, Jimmy Carter, Nixon, and they put on these masks, and it was like a political satire, and it was a comedian. But there you are at a rodeo, and it's rather slanderous, actually.
Well,
and I just think it's not good
kids.
To see for kids, little kids, to see that that's okay.
Well, but it's okay for them to see 183 million murders by the time they're 18 on TV?
That's up to the parents' discretion to be able to show have what your kids can and cannot see. But when you're going to the rodeo to think that you're going to watch roping and you're going to watch mutton busting, the last thing you need to do is have a political figure being made a part
okay,
of.
Okay, I agreed with that
end
part.
Of it.
Promise?
Okay. Let's get into something that's really positive, like our guests that are here. They're
from the
darling.
From the Shasta
ladies.
Regional Community Foundation. Karen Carancy?
Yeah, Carrie Carancy, yes.
Carrie Carancy and Jennifer Powell. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, now, Carrie, you are now the head.
Yes.
You are the president or what, the CEO?
CEO of Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
That is correct. At the end of this week, our board met last week and made that decision. I'm very excited, pleased.
I don't think I've ever seen such a, I don't want to sound younger, beautiful CEO. I mean, that's like congratulations on such a wonderful position to be put in that position. Let's find out a little bit about you.
Well, sure. Well, I've been at the foundation for 7 years now. So I know the place inside out. I know our communities. We serve Shasta and Siskiyou counties. And I've been really thankful and grateful for the people who have come before me and have shown me the ways and have really taught me all about community foundations and the passion for them. And I'm just excited to take that forward.
Well, that's wonderful, very positive. And Jennifer Powell, again, with us this morning from Shasta Regional. You are with the development. Tell us about your development program.
Sure. So we work with individuals, businesses, other nonprofits, people who wish to support the community in their estate plan, so maybe not while they're living, after they've passed.
Nice.
So what's great about the Community Foundation is that folks can support whatever cause is important to them. We're not specific medical or humanities, or it's whatever the donor wants to do. We're a servant.
All right. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I know you got in the middle of a political fallout. We're going to start all over. We're going to talk about what are you all about? Where do you go? Tell us what happens when we walk in the door. How are you founded? How are you supported? Who are you in the community? Let's start there.
Do you believe in UFOs? How about Lemurians?
We're going to take a break right back. Right. We'll be joining us on the other side here at KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
KCNR 1460, it's currently 66 degrees, 743 on this beautiful Monday morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. What can I say? Great place to go to, Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, 365-3793. We're here with Jennifer Powell and Carrie Caronci. Am I getting a class? Am I getting close now?
You're getting close, yes. Crayancy.
Okay, they're here from, and if, by the time we finish, I'll have it. Until next time, then I've forgotten again. Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and there's a difference here. We have to draw the, even though you are affiliated with Shasta Regional, there's much more to what you all do than that.
Sure. We're not affiliated with the hospital, although we enjoy what we do. We just happen to have the same first couple names in our title. Mm-hmm. So the Community Foundation was founded in 2000 by a group of community members who saw a need in the community, who said, there's all these people who want to be philanthropic, who want to be charitable in their giving, but there's no one place to be flexible or to allow them the opportunity to be able to do this in a very clean and easy manner. Community foundations are all over the U.S. There's 700 some across the U.S. and even across the world. So the concept was not new. But these group of people brought it to Shasta and Siskiyou counties to help the people promote philanthropy by connecting people who care with causes that matter. And so that's what we do. We're a flexible organization for people to be charitable in whatever way they see fit. We're here to be servants for them to help the donor.
All right, give us a scenario or give us a for instance.
Sure, we have we have over 100 funds and we're very proud of that. In the last 13 years we're at 21.8 million in assets. And so one of our funds is a family, a local family in town who wants to be charitable and give back to the community. And so they have a family scholarship. Every year they give a scholarship to a graduating senior from Shasta High who's going to a four-year university. So we facilitate that for them. We help them with the paperwork. They don't have to worry about reporting or auditing or financial. We do all of that for them. And they're still able to give a really nice scholarship to a student to further their education.
Okay, so that's going to be getting clearer in my own mind's eye. And when you came into the room, you were discussing the fact that it's about grant time.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing grants at this point or accepting grants, or how does that work?
So community nonprofits would apply to us at the Community Foundation for grants that we administer on the behalf of either other families or the McConnell Foundation, Reading Rancheria. So all the nonprofits would write to us to access our grant funds that we distribute.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. So when one applies for, let's say, a scholarship or a grant to help with their, college. Mm-hmm. How would they go about doing that?
So all of the information is located on our website, ShastaRCF.org. And there you can find all of the deadlines, grant-making material for grants and scholarships. We have some grants that are coming up pretty soon. One of our newest funds is our Owens Healthcare Community Fund.
And
everyone's
cool.
Familiar with Owens. And they really want to give back to the communities in which they serve. So it's available for all of the counties in which they have a pharmacy for anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000. That's due at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then our larger competitive grants are due in September. Our McConnell Fund is due September 4th. And we serve Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and Modoc counties with that one, which is wonderful. And then on September 25th, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, their deadline is that day, and that serves Shasta and Trinity counties.
Okay.
So all of that information can be found on our website for local nonprofits or public entities.
This is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest grant you've given? Do you know?
Dollar amount?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Really? And what was that for?
Well, the Round Barn. Up in Fall River at the Fort Cook Historical Society, they needed to replace their roof. Mm-hmm. So they received a $50,000 grant to buy the materials and put the roof on that round barn to preserve this historical feature of our community.
Now, do you deal just in funds, or were you're talking about with people's estates? Mm-hmm. Like if somebody needs, they have 300 acres, and they want to take that acreage, but they don't want to deal with any of the logistics or any problems with that. Can they then deed that to the Shasta Community Foundation?
We actually have a separate entity. It's the Real Estate Foundation. And again, you can go to our website to find out more, but that's exactly what we do, Linda. We accept gifts of real estate. And so the donor doesn't have to deal with all the legalities and the paperwork, but they can in turn establish a fund with us that will support other nonprofits in the community, or they can directly go through our real estate foundation to support only one nonprofit. We're kind of a way to facilitate the transfer philanthropically.
How much is in your asset pool, would you say?
21.8 million.
Right.
So 21.8 million, mm-hmm. in this, and you have to find ways of helping the community. And how many people put in for something a year?
There's always more need than there are grants available, unfortunately. But every year we grant out about $1.5 million in grants and scholarships. So it's that much money getting out to the communities and bettering the areas in which we live.
So you choose students as well. So individual students can say, I'm looking for to go, and they are able to apply for a grant.
Right, you bet. And we also have the IVB Hoare Medical Fund. It's a loan fund. It's different than a scholarship, but that is specifically for students going into the medical field. We have scholarships for any sort of, if you're going to ag or humanities, what have you. But I really wanted to focus on one other thing, which is we have family funds, like Carrie was saying, where other than just scholarships, there are families who want to promote philanthropy as a family value. And so what's really neat is when they establish a fund with us, and let's say it's a large extended family, the mom, one year a mom might choose a nonprofit where their dollars would go. The next time, you know, one of the children, one of their grandkids. So it's a way to propagate that value in their family.
Okay.
It's really neat.
We have to take a quick.
Stay with us on the other side.
We need to let everybody know how to apply.
Positive energy.
How to talk and all that.
And this Monday morning, we need this positive energy, you know.
We promise we won't be wearing Obama masks when we come back. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is 7:55 in the morning. The weather is 65 degrees right now, going up in the 90s. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546, our friends up in Anselmo's. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first, quality you can always count on. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. They've worked with us before. They've worked with Bad Bob. We've all had great, great times with Alliance Heating and Air. They can come out and do the maintenance on air conditioners. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. You can count on them to give you a great service at great prices. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Homecomfort.org for Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest star.
Our guests are from the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. We have Carrie Grancy and Jennifer Powell. Welcome back to our program this morning.
Thank you, Linda.
And I know that we were talking about, before we left, I know Carl had said, you know, finding out more about exactly, you know, how deeply involved you are and how many circles we know that touch circles. And it's like our aha moment. Wanted to start off this morning with something really positive, and you too represent that. But you had a question about
veterans organizations, because you all are handing out quite a bit of money. And I know, and I mean, anything to, from radio stations to veterans organizations. Yay! Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because you said veterans organizations or veterans causes is one of the things y'all really interested
fields
in.
Of
right.
interest.
Our fields of interest. And basically, those are the areas that our board has identified as community areas of need or of interest. So veteran services is one of them. And I want to be clear that we are not providing a service for veterans. What we do is we house the funds that veterans organizations can apply to us
right,
to get. Okay.
I understand.
So
they don't go to you directly. This is the organizations.
Right. But it's a way for the community members, to collectively support veterans is by contributing to our veterans field of interest fund. And then periodically, once or twice a year, we will grant out to veterans organizations in the terms of grants.
So how much would you say people give for strictly veterans or can you tell? You can have that.
You know, it's such a wide range. It's anywhere from kids at school bringing in their penny jars to very large, sizable, wonderful donations. So it's anywhere and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm. But it's aimed at veterans, though, when they bring it in. This is for veterans or veterans organizations?
Yes.
Okay.
That
so, because that's how you can tell.
Right.
Well, how much do you give out to veterans organizations a year, would you say?
I'd probably say 10 to 15,000 at this point. Mm-hmm. So we're continuing to trying to grow our funds to create larger grants. But I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. One example is the Veterans Cemetery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a while back we did a fund drive. We have an endowment fund for our Veterans Cemetery. And when they put in the cemetery, the state said, here you go, but we're not going to pay for the water. We're not going to keep it green. What a tragedy. For those
veterans.
Absolutely. So the community came together and we have a $200,000 endowment fund to keep that lawn green at the cemetery.
That's great.
Also keep the flag flying fund, which is a lot of Fs. That fund is for the big flag that you see on I-5.
Uh-huh.
So when people want to support that, they can donate to our fund at the community foundation to help support that.
And this is, I'm just trying to get this out from y'all ladies. I mean, cause I know that we don't talk about the questions when y'all come in. So, but when things come up, you know, we pursue them. So people need to know that you are helping out there with veterans organizations. Because a lot of times veterans organizations don't believe that they're given, you know, as much attention as, say, other type organizations.
Sure.
And it's nice to hear that, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're trying to expand it is what I'm hearing from you. So, you know, thank you very much for that, and thank you from the veterans community.
So grants are coming up. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the website for those who really like to study and explore on the internet. Where can one go? What's your website?
www.shastarcf.org.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. It's Shasta Regional Community Foundation for good forever. Carrie Carancy and Jennifer Powell.
The new president. Karen.
Thank you so much. All right. Congratulations, honey.
Y'all working well together here.
Moving forward for good.
Well, when we get back, we hope we're going to be talking about one safe place.
All right.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Oh, wait a minute. Bob keeps saying, stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out. Okay.
Anyway, ladies, this is really nice. Thank you. You came in like we were deer in
the
headlights.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Some people behind bars should be set free. That's what the U.S. Attorney General believes. He's going to call for some changes in sentencing for some crimes. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Attorney General Eric Holder wants to see people convicted of low-level drug crimes go to treatment and community service rather than the massively overcrowded federal prison system. He's scheduled to tell the American Bar Association in San Francisco today. He also wants to expand programs that release elderly, non-violent convicts. Holder will say that too many people found guilty of lesser crimes are getting excessive prison terms that really should be reserved for violent criminals and drug kingpins, Dave.
Rich, a federal judge takes issue with New York City police calling stop and frisk unreasonable and unconstitutional. Appointing an independent monitor to oversee changes to that crime-fighting tool the mayor defends is life-saving. Most of those searched by cops in the program were black or Hispanic. Four men sued, saying they were unfairly targeted because of their race. Tens of thousands are camped out in Cairo. Supporters of the ousted Egyptian president demanding his reinstatement. Police had planned to move in to break it up, but have backed off to avoid bloodshed. A sinkhole swallows part of a resort near Disney World. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown details what happened live in Miami.
Oh, Dave, imagine having to rush out of your hotel room in the dark because the hotel was falling into the ground beneath. That's what happened to dozens of guests at the Summer Bay Resort in Claremont outside Orlando.
The most important thing is that all our guests, considering the magnitude of this sinkhole, are okay.
Says the hotel's Juan Barillas. The sinkhole is 50 feet wide, and that one villa at the resort, which could host more than 40 parties, is a total loss. Nearby buildings and other hotels were evacuated as a precaution, Dave.
Evan, a man's due in court in Massachusetts today, one of two arrested after a two-year-old Rhode Island boy was found wandering alone on a Providence street last night. Hours earlier, he was kidnapped when his mother was murdered. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
He was sentenced to hard labor in North Korea, but now an American who's diabetic is in a hospital.
I'm experiencing some numbness in my hands.
A letter from Kenneth Bay read by his sister. The State Department is telling the family Bay is apparently in the hospital in North Korea.
We miss you very much, and we're doing everything we can.
Terry Chung of Linwood, Washington, who also says her brother lost at least 50 pounds. In the past, North Korea has apparently held U.S. citizens to force Washington into concessions. It sentenced Bae to hard labor in May for hostile acts, a charge thought to refer to his Christian faith. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Two wildfires in Idaho have chased people out of hundreds of homes in Pine, Prairie, and Mayfield. More than 20 buildings have burned down. The search continues in Colorado for a missing woman last seen clinging to a tree during a mudslide Friday that killed another person, and people around Manitou Springs are cleaning up.
The basement flooded, so we're just sorting through, seeing what's salvageable.
The trains keep rolling in the San Francisco Bay Area. Another strike has been averted for now.
Judge Curtis Karnow granted the governor's request to temporarily block a threatened BART strike.
What I'm hearing
in effect from the parties is that people are in agreement that I go ahead and sign what is in effect a final injunction lasting 60 days.
The state attorney general's office argued on behalf of Governor Jerry Brown that a BART strike would devastate the Bay Area. Attorneys for BART and its three unions were on hand and agreed to the cooling off period.
Christian Kafton with KTVU in San Francisco. A high school football coach from Sharon, Pennsylvania is hospitalized north of Pittsburgh the day after police say a former player barged into his home and attacked Jim Wildman. Why? They don't know. They do know Wildman's ear was bitten so badly he needed 60 stitches to repair it. The coach didn't even remember 38-year-old Joseph Kaczynski, who is facing assault and other charges. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 68 degrees here in the studios right out front. We are on Market Street, in case you're wondering. Good morning on this Monday morning. Gosh, it's the 12th of August. I can't even believe it. You want to go right to numbers?
Well, we can, our phone numbers here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's head out to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, markets have been searching for direction all morning. Currently, the Dow's up 3 points at 15,429, while the Nasdaq's up 9 at 3,669, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,690. Oil's down 38 cents at $105.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.61%. Gold's up $28.30 this morning at $1,340, while silver's up 93 cents at $21.34 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, PG&E's down 33 cents at $44.70. Big Blue's up $1.55 at $189.37, while ExxonMobil is down 60 cents at $90.13. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call. You know, if you can, you know, everybody knows that Wall Street is changing dramatically and can change dramatically in an hour. So find out what's going on from the Wells Fargo Advisors at 530-243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful.
Your show was great on Sunday, and what's happening tonight?
Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we are going to have Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty. Now, if you do listen to We the People Radio, back in June, we had Jimmy and Joanne for three consecutive weeks. They were independent contractors in the country of Libya. They had a multi-billion dollar contract to clean up the oil wells. And they were there when the NATO strike happened, and they escaped capture by Al-Qaeda. So they've been there, they've done that, they've seen that. They knew Libya before, during, and after it was taken over.
Well, it was definitely an interesting show yesterday. And then you have the most fact-finding people that are just so out there. And they're going to be at... the tea party meeting tonight.
2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And if you're curious about Benghazi and the country of Libya and you'd like to see actual photographs taken by the Moriartys of Libya before, during, and after,
wow,
you need to show up and get there early if you want a seat.
Boy, it's fascinating.
It is.
You know, many, many thanks, Elizabeth, to you and Aaron. You are always, you're working it.
Thank you.
You work it. I mean, you really do. So, again, time, place, and what we're going to see tonight. One more time.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church. We're going to get the truth about Al-Qaeda, Libya, and Benghazi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you tonight, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Have a great
week. All right.
Week.
Thanks. Bye. You know, it's amazing, Bob, isn't it, when we come back on, and Carl, when we come back on a Monday morning, it's, you know, it's never work as usual because we've got
it's the nature of radio.
Ever changing headlines. Mm-hmm. But, it's always interesting when, I love it when people are brave and they come forth. They come forth with information that we really need to know, because I think there's a lot of things even now that maybe happened just last week that are just already, it's old news when it shouldn't be. It should always remain on people's. That was beautiful about seeing the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We, when we saw the moving wall on the war on terrorism, we met a couple guys at the wall that were, one was a Gold Star father.
Lost his son three years ago. Yes.
Yeah, just 3 years ago. And, you know, he was out there with a buddy and these guys that, you know, that moved the wall, and they had.
And by the way, thank you so much. If he's listening today, says thank you so much for your patriotism and your support of our country. You could be bitter after what had happened, but you are proud of your son and you're proud of what he did for our country.
And that we had, something of symbolism. You know, we do need symbolism. We do need the flag. We do need those things that are where you can cross your heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance. We do need prayer. We do need, we need rules. We need things to stand by. This is what we have, our Bill of Rights, you know, on so on and so forth. You know, there's something in the headlines today. I know we need to take a break here really fast. In fact, let's go ahead and take our break. When we come back, share with you, and Carl, it's in the headlines today, something that is not coming through with our Common Core academic new program. I think you're going to find this amazing. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
You're invited to join us in celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech with two events. Saturday, August 24th, 2013 at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of South and East Street. Program starts 3:30, dinner 5:30, sponsored by the 50th Anniversary Planning Committee. And Wednesday, August 28th, 2013 at Shasta College in the Quad on the Old Oregon Trail. Activities from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. sponsored by Shasta College Student Services. This is Eddie McAllister, community organizer.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, you know, we were on our houseboat. It was such a great time at Holiday Harbor. But I got to tell you, we both said, I am so looking forward to going. I mean, you know, it's nice and it was great, but I really wanted to get home and get on my sleep number. You know, I'm loving my 45. I'm at 45. I don't think again, when we were in the store, I thought it was going to be 55, but now I'm at 45 and I love it. Only Sleep Number has, they feature the dual air technology. So I get one number. Carl gets another number. And the cool thing is that we can switch it up anytime we want.
Yeah, I'm 35 and you know what? I'd think, okay, is it just us? But no, everybody we talk to, and there's a lot of people, over 8 million people are sleeping better tonight because they have the dual air technology with Sleep Number. And I can't say enough about it either. That the fact is as you, if you've led an active life, or you still do, there's times when there's parts of your body that just say, I don't want to move this morning because I'm not, you know, it's just, they're sore. Well, after you do Sleep Number and they're dual air.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything is cured by any means, but I still sleep so much better. And you can only find Sleep Number stores, beds at a Sleep Number store, and Queen mattresses are now just starting at $699. Now, you can also take advantage of special financing on their newest innovations, plus you get free home delivery on select beds at the Sleep Number store located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. I can't say enough about that.
Well,
I mean,
let me tell you,
free home delivery, and they're very professional.
Okay, what I'm noticing, now I think we're into, 3 weeks, almost a month, is that I was starting to worry that my shoulders and my fingertips were starting to get numb. And I thought, you know, gosh, it's, you know, you turn another year older, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to start having these terrible aches and pains with that. But I'm finding that I'm not having my shoulders now hurt. And I think I'm really sleeping at a deeper level. So I'm really like that. And I attribute a lot to the fact that I am getting a deeper night's rest with our Sleep Number bed.
Okay. Again, located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Okay.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, on the other end of, the break before we went was, is classroom swap out old state standards for new Common Core academics. Educators are warning about an overlooked casualty of progress, cursive handwriting. They say that because Common Core standards don't call for cursive instruction, public schools are more likely to drop or at least de-emphasize it. And their fears are not unfounded. At least 41 states do not require public schools to teach cursive reading or writing. You wonder why our kids are zoning out, folks.
Wait a minute. So is this because that cursive writing is going away? That it'll never be seen again?
Well,
of course not. Are they idiots?
It's Common Core is silent on cursive, but a lot of Common Core is something that we've discussed on the show that people are really, in fear, and rightly so for this reason, because this is zoning and dumbing down. But it prioritizes computer use and keyboard skills because tests are taken on computers. Even before Common Core, many schools, in response to No Child Left Behind laws, has already narrowed their curricula mostly to the subjects being tested by their states. And even in the 1990s, cursive writing got less and less instructional time, teachers said. Earlier this year, bills were introduced in state legislators in North and South Carolina, Indiana, and Idaho, mandating cursive instruction. In some cases, the bills were supported by companies that sell writing materials. Now, Jeffrey Mims, the longtime educator who represents Butler and several other counties on the state school board, said closing the book on cursive could limit some children's future. He doesn't, of course, like many teachers and many of us, don't understand eliminating it altogether. And there are several studies, this very interesting article that goes down to say that your brain works in a certain way. Children, it promotes perseverance because when you write full words, like your names and other things, your brain thinks on a different level. You're more attached to it.
I can't imagine people not teaching children how to write. Anyway, got to take a break. We come back. We've got our one safe place here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and it is 6, well, gosh, it's 8:23. You know, I still have
last couple hours.
Well, I still have from Holiday Harbor and being out on that boat. You know how, you know, it's not like it was really rocky, but still I can find myself going back and forth a little bit, just trying to get my equilibrium.
Well, I tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake. You know what? We can now talk about it and say, hey, you want a place to go out and have a great time, whether it's a houseboat or a party boat or patio boat, ski boats, jet. We couldn't even get jet skis. They are so, you know what? The whole place was sold out and we can't, you know what? There's a reason that they're sold out. It's because they have great, great houseboats. Everything they have out there is well maintained. The staff is super professional and they've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina,
238-2383 or lakeshasta.com. Give them a call out there. It's a great time. Our guest, finally.
Ow, I felt that poke. I felt that in the rib. Ow. Ow.
You know what, Rich?
No, Ken White, we're happy.
The only reason
here.
I'm saying that is Ken White from One Safe Place. The only reason I'm saying that is because sometimes I make a mistake. And, you know, my average for getting guests here is 100%. But sometimes it's two on one day and zero on another. But if you average them all out, right?
Ken, don't worry. In his mind, it's 100%.
And I thought, well, gosh.
The days when three people show up, like, I was booked.
It was written small. You know, One Safe Place was written small. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I wasn't quite sure. Wait a minute. That's stupid. Why would I? Anyway. After we gave you a call, you went, oh, this 12.
Yeah.
You know what, Ken? Took it all in your shoulders, even if it was.
I was on my way.
Yeah.
I was on my way.
So Ken White, Director of Development for One Safe Place, actually took the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. You combined them, which they've been in the same place for some time, but instead of having this long-gated word, everybody's come together and it's One Safe Place.
Absolutely. This is really a movement that is national in its scope, and we're so excited to be on the cutting edge of this. You know, the history of the Women's Refuge and just the name in and of itself has tended to leave men marginalized, and then the upstart organization, the National Family Justice Center Alliance, which the Shasta Family Justice Center came out of, starting only about 2 years ago with a co-located model, taking all the different government and private agencies and putting them under one roof. We just, as an organization, the two organizations just saw value in merging those two models, and making sure that the community knew that we served everybody who was a victim of domestic or sexual abuse and not just women.
That's right.
I like that, Ken.
Well, no, this really has to come out because a lot of people, they're just taking care of women. What about you? Don't. It's more. And
exactly.
I think from what I understand, you're starting to see more and more instances of men, showing up for help.
You know, and the wonderful thing about working for an organization now like One Safe Place is that the issue transcends politics, it transcends religion, it transcends gender. This is an issue that everybody can and should get behind. I mean, if you want to solve the crime problem in Shasta County, get behind ending domestic and sexual abuse, because 46-47%, I think Chief Paletti said recently, percent of his aggravated assault calls are for domestic violence issues. So if we can move that needle even just a little bit, we're going to free up cops to be responding to other property crimes and things like that. And this really is a men's issue. I mean, it's not only a men's issue, but my point being is that we as men need to take ownership of this and put pressure on our peers and everything else. This is an important issue. This can really, if we turn the tide on this issue alone in Shasta County, we can really make a difference.
Okay, that is an important point. You know, we're talking about, even, you know, President Obama talked about black men taking responsibility for their children and taking responsibility to being men.
Right.
Because there's so many children born out of wedlock in the black community. But it's the same thing here. If the main problem is men assaulting their spouses or their partners, then how do we do something about this? You're right. You know, we should take ownership of this and try to stop this. Well, how do we do that?
Well, number one, and to me, this is a personal conviction of mine. We as men need to teach our children how to respect women. And really to respect everyone. Because again, as I mentioned, it's not just a women's issue, but it's predominantly one. Women are 80% plus of the battered, of the abused victim population.
Right.
And so we as men need to really step up and teach our children. And then those that in our peer group who maybe ridicule or make fun of or treat women disparagingly, we've got to be able to stand up and say, no, that's not cool. We can't allow that. And that's, you know, that attitude can't be pervasive in our community. And then, you know, we just as a community just need to teach respect for one another.
How about music that denigrates women?
Yeah.
And shows that denigrate women.
Yeah.
I don't hear a big outcry on that.
Well, you're seeing more of it. In fact, I've seen some stuff here recently, where people, even, you know, celebrities are taking each other on and saying, you know, you can't continue to have music and lyrics like this. that encourage violence and this kind of activity toward women. It's not acceptable, and it shouldn't be tolerated. And again, it all starts at home. We've got to teach our children that, you know, this isn't stuff you're going to listen to. This isn't stuff that's going to make society better. This isn't going to make you a better person. This is just going to hurt people.
Well, you know, and I understand this, Ken. And you're absolutely right. You've got to break the cycle. It's the same thing with drugs and everything else. But you breaking the cycle and me breaking the cycle, Bob breaking the cycle, these people, I assume, are going to do it. How do you reach the ones out there that don't travel in our groups?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things...
And our groups are really different.
We've got to broaden the circle.
So how do you do that?
Well, one of the things that One Safe Place has embarked on in the last year and a half is that we have launched a prevention program. And we've devoted staff and resources to actually getting out in the schools and teaching a curriculum around respect and around how to actually show respect and be a bystander and take and intervene when these situations arise. From kindergarten on up, and it's age appropriate, there is a curriculum now that we're going out into the schools and teaching. Our prevention folks reached over 2,000 kids in the last year with that message of respect. And so it's really encouraging to see the direction that we're headed as an organization in trying to get ahead of this issue. And then there's other organizations out there that are helping us with that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. And when we come back, I want to talk about the organizations and how the impact on the economy would have on this, and just in your opinion, jobs and how that could really help in the abuse side of the ledger. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, our guest, Ken White.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Hannah Anderson of San Diego is recovering from her kidnapping ordeal at the hands of family friend James DiMaggio. He was shot and killed by FBI agents in the mountains of Idaho while trying to evade authorities. The pair were spotted by horseback riders who thought they looked out of place.
It's a real good feeling to know that it turned out the way it did.
Mark John, Hannah's mother and brother, were both killed by DiMaggio prior to her abduction. The Summer Bay Resort in Claremont, Florida came crashing down overnight as a sinkhole opened beneath.
Residents describe hearing loud cracks, seeing cracks all along the walls of their villas, and then all of a sudden hearing glass shatter as the building fell into the sinkhole.
Ray Ramundi of Fox TV affiliate WOFL, nobody was hurt. Are Egyptian police ready to crack down on pro-Morsi protesters in the streets of Cairo?
With crowds growing, the crackdown has been postponed for now.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen, Fox News. We report, you decide.
News. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:34 in the morning.
It's going to be 94 degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Speaking of, at the break, we were talking about the wonderful food up there. We had a great pizza and salad the other day. John Stadelli, executive chef. Call for reservations, 474-5546.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Got my hair cut there last week. Let me tell you, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, which Bad Bob is. And man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. You can go over there and see what. I'm not sure what you'd fall into, Ken, but they do the goatee stuff and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. This is new, by the way. This is the first time in my 43 years I've actually grown one out like this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. In case they'll look, the three of them will get there from Cypress Square Barbershop. They'll look at it, and if they don't like it, they'll hold you down and cut it off.
You know what I love about barbers too is that they do the shave thing. That's, you have to have a special license in the state of California to actually be a barber and actually get a full shave.
What they do is they don't do the full shave, but they do shave around your ears and your neck. And how many other places do that?
They don't. Yep.
There they do it. Okay. Our guest for people that are asking is Ken White, and you are the...
I am the development director at One Safe Place, formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center.
Well, you know what? It's about time, because the one reason you put the Family Justice Center together was to gather everything under one roof and, you know, then linking with the Women's Refuge. So now you've done all that. Now you've linked it under one little name, which is a lot easier.
Makes it a little easier for people to recognize this.
Okay. When we left, we were talking about breaking that cycle. Yeah. And this is just just my opinion, but if we could have jobs up here, if the county and the city and the state could find a way to employ 5% more of the people than are employed right now, half your problems would go away, if not more.
Well, I am definitely going to agree with you that joblessness, financial insecurity, and things like that definitely contribute to the issue of domestic and sexual abuse, particularly domestic abuse issue. That home dynamic, when the tensions rise, that definitely is a contributing factor. It's definitely not the only factor. You know, they've done studies and we have a graphic that talks about the cycle of violence when people fall into or start down that road of violent behavior in the home, they teach it to their kids, and then their kids pick it up and they carry it forward and on it goes. And so things like joblessness and that tension can definitely be a contributing factor to the beginning part of that cycle.
Okay, here's another thing that some people are just going to really dislike me for saying, but I could care less, is that, you know, at a certain point, it's called responsibility.
Yep.
You take responsibility for your actions. I hear this thing about, pedophiles, they were molested when they were children and all this. If it truly, truly turned them that way, then they should know how it was. And when you're 53 years old wanting to fondle a 4-year-old, if you don't know the difference right then, you don't belong in the street, you don't belong in a house, you belong in some dark, dark area with chains and bars, and you don't deserve to be out with people, because you are no longer a person at that point, because you should know the difference. People that beat up their children and beat up their wives, I've got a drug problem. I don't care about your drug problem there.
Right.
Boyo,
you should know better. And if they know better, is this what you're finding? I mean, is that when you go and you talk to the people? And why does a woman, and this is the big thing, because I know there are reasons, it takes seven times for a woman to be abused
right
before she can finally make the break.
That's the national statistic. And yeah, and you know, the biggest contributing factor to that is fear. You'll recall the recent murder of Sandy Miller and her abuser. And, you know, people like that will reach out and try to escape the abuse, and they'll do it several times. And what typically happens is after an abuser abuses their victim, there's a honeymoon phase. They come back and, I'm so sorry. That'll never happen again. I'll stop drinking. I'll stop doing drugs. Whatever they need to do to bring that person back under their control.
Their sphere of control.
Sphere of control. And that's really what it's about, is maintaining that control. And once they've got them back in, a couple of things can happen. It can, you know, the cycle then starts all over again, and, you know, the abuse kicks in again. But the most dangerous time for a woman, and this is a statistic I share because, one, I want women and others who are being abused to know that there is help. So when I say this, I don't want people to feel desperate. I want them to realize that One Safe Place is here to help with this.
Absolutely.
Is the most dangerous time in a woman's life is the 2 weeks after she's announced she's going to leave. Or they've left. That, the statistics have shown that is when the abuse becomes most lethal. And people like, you know, Sandy Miller or others announced they're going to leave, that's when they
It ratchets up. After they've left.
Or after they've left. And so you take that time span, and that period can actually be extended up to like 3 to 6 months, in terms of the lethality. So once they've lost that control, an abuser becomes very desperate. And they'll do anything to gain that control back, including murder. And so, that's why One Safe Place is here to get the message out. Hey, if you're planning on leaving, come talk to us. We can help you with a safety plan. We can help you plan that escape. And maybe you still love your abuser. Maybe you think there's hope that they can change and that sort of thing. We may be able to find them hope. There's churches and other organizations in town that are trying to start up, classes for people that are doing that. So come talk to us. You know, we can help walk you through that and increase your chances of getting out safely.
Okay. I'd like to address that when we get back. We have to take a quick break here, but I want to talk about you're trying to, find or build.
Yes.
A new facility, which I think we need to talk about the facility you have and why you need a new facility and how you're going about it. But I'd like to talk a little bit more about the Miller case, too,
okay,
when you come back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We have Ken White here from One Safe Place. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, the pulse of Shasta County right here. In this studio, your avenue to the world. That's right. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Joe and his family down there and his friends have got a great in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food and supplements. They are the North State's nutrition experts. What can I say? Give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right behind it at 221 Locust Street. They are truly the North State Nutrition Experts, Orchard Nutrition. Our guest, Ken White, who is the program director there at
Development,
One Safe Place, the consolidation of Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge in under one. We were talking about the woman that was so brutally murdered by her husband was not a stranger to y'all, and in fact was on her way down and kind of changed her mind and went back home that weekend, in fact, or a few days before that. He then killed her. This guy killed her and her two children, and has not been seen since. So, someplace dead in the woods, I hope, or floated out to sea and was eaten by little things. You didn't have enough room. My bottom line is you've got how big a house?
About a little over 3,000 square feet.
And how many people do you put in there?
We average, about 300 a year. But at any given time, we can have anywhere from, one up to 25.
Okay.
We have 22 beds.
How many people do you have to turn away?
Well, we try not to turn anybody away because if we're full, we'll try and get them a hotel voucher or something like that. So we try not to turn anybody away, that absolutely needs help.
I really would like to, share with our listeners, if you will, if you can shine a light on this, the psychological aspect. Back in the day, let's talk, 100 years ago, women generally did not leave their husbands. And they did everything they could, even 1920s, they were, establishing communities, they just stayed no matter what happened. A lot of people didn't know what was going on behind closed doors. And even if they did, they closed their ears and their eyes. So move forward into our, current generation. Help us shine a light on psychologically what happens when women have this, gotta hang in there, don't let people know. When it gets to be the point of it being dangerous for the spouse and the children, when is that point? At first strike?
Well, you want my personal opinion? You want my professional opinion? They're pretty close, but, really at first strike. Somebody hits you, that's never acceptable. You should never tolerate that in the home. And I've heard some women say, I put down the rules right at the beginning. You are not to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead they lived with psychological abuse. So then the question is, well, you know, well, how damaging is psychological abuse, right? Well, anybody that's been through it knows it's really damaging. It can really disrupt your entire life.
Right.
Your quality of life at that point becomes almost non-existent. So, you know, for us, it's if you're being abused, if you think you're being abused and you just, you know, aren't sure, because sometimes there's that psychological impact too, that, you know, Stockholm syndrome where you sympathize with your abuser, come see us. And again, we'll walk you through how to get a safety plan in place, and how to get back on a track for healing and living a life that's productive and healthy and having healthy relationships and being around people that can build you up and love you instead of tear you down and not.
The new place, you're looking to build a new place, mm-hmm. or take over, not build, but take over a place that's going to give you much more room, probably individual rooms for people, which is good, even if it's a communal bathroom and all that. Where are you right now? What's the status of this? Because I think this is something that needs to happen.
Well, you know, this is one of those things that we've known for a long time we needed to do. We just haven't been in a place or position to do it. And to be quite frank, sometimes we wonder if we're still ready for that. But I think the Miller case and some of the other high profile, you know, violence and abuse cases recently have brought to light that we need to do more now. And so we have embarked on a feasibility study with a consulting firm to tell us if actually raising money to take on this project, will work. And all indications thus far is that it will and it's looking good. We're in a site selection process and trying to locate, properties that would be suitable for what we can, you know, what we want to do. And we're exploring different business models in terms of what would be the most efficient use of space. And donor resources to make this happen. But when it all comes down to it, you know, there's two causes I've been really, three or four actually, but two that I've been really active in the last 5 years. One was with the Rescue Mission and homelessness, and this one. And I can tell you right now that I probably cried more here than I did at the Rescue Mission, just hearing some of the stories. This is an issue we have to solve as a community. I've grown up here. I've seen the impact that this has on our community, and we have to solve this problem. We have to do something about it. And so the shelter is a good first step in terms of really improving the opportunity for success for people who are in domestic and sexual abuse
situations. What kind of budget are you looking at?
Building, it runs a real wide range right now. Best case scenario, we're probably looking at about a $3 million project. Worst case, probably about a $5 million project.
Why can't you right now lease more houses? I mean, you obviously have the money for it. There's people out there I'm sure would find you, okay, not the money, but I'm sure people out there would probably give you a great deal on a couple of houses to be able to move people into.
You know, we're open to solutions, to be quite frank. You know, if somebody had a building that met our needs and wanted to give us a nice, you know, low cost lease, that would be great. But cash flow is another issue. You know, I just got hired 9 months ago to create a development program. We've been very event dependent in terms of raising money. And so if we have an event, we raise a little money and we go on to the next event.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to build a sustainable, you know, funding model where, we have donations coming in consistently that support the operation of our organization. We're trying to get away from dependence on government funds.
Okay. So. All right. Our guest is Ken White from One Safe Place, who is just telling us about developing ways of acquiring money, but also they're, expanding what they have. The safe house they have right now is not big enough for all the work they have to do. Unfortunately, you almost wish it was never, you know, hey, we'll just get an apartment for somebody because we've only got one a year.
Right.
But they're talking about the expansion into a larger place for the people. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique.
From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Greg Cheadle's going to be on the show. Greg's running for Congress against Doug LaMalfa. They're both Republicans. Figuring out who could be the most conservative here. And we're also going to have the Democrat, lady that's running. A woman that's running against, is lady, if I say lady, is that bad? Is that a bad connotation if I say that?
I've never heard that, but you know.
I mean, some
it
people.
Can change, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be, yeah. A woman who's running against,
I think they're both
Doug.
Politically correct.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you very much, because you know what? I really care about that.
Good.
Hey, also, Old West Days in French Gulch, Saturday, August 17th. That's next weekend. I tell you what, Old West are going to have a great pancake breakfast, down home parade, crafts, and 38 craft and food booths up and down Main Street. Tri-tip chicken barbecue at the French Gulch Hotel. Mining displays. Learn to pan for gold. Local area mountain man exhibits. I tell you, it's going to be a lot of great things out there in Old West Days on Saturday, a week from, this coming Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. in French Gulch. All right. Our guest is Ken White, who is a program and development guy over at One Safe Place. We were talking about getting a new place. Or finding a new place that's larger, that's able to take the people, so you don't have 26 people stuffed into two dorms, essentially. Because they've got their kids, and what happens to their dogs?
Well, we do have an agreement with Haven Humane that they can help out with that on occasion.
Mark Story's good.
Yeah. They've been very, very generous to us there.
Right. Okay, we got like about 3 minutes left. What do you need?
Well,
what are you looking for now?
You know, really what we need is the community to just jump in with us and get going with this issue of conquering the domestic violence and sexual assault issues in Shasta County. We've got two events coming up. We've got our golf tournament coming up September 20th out at Sisalmi. That's sponsored by Wind River Casino. And then we have, our Vanity Fair event coming up on October 10th. That's going to be at Riverview Golf and Country Club. And we just want everybody to come out and enjoy those. And we've got sponsorships available, lots of great prizes. We got all sorts of great things going on with those two events. But really, we just want people to give us a call. Go to OSP Shasta. That's OS as in Sam, PShasta.org. To look up all this stuff on our website. And if you're in need of help, you can always call our crisis line at 244-0117. So if anyone
What's that number again?
If you find yourself in an abusive situation or you know someone who is, please call 244-0117.
Now, can I call about somebody else?
Absolutely.
I mean, if I saw my next door neighbor I thought was, doing some kind of abusive thing, if I hadn't reached over there and smacked him first, do I call you guys?
We'd hope you'd call us first. Yeah. Definitely, because we can, we can give you some bystander intervention techniques to try and apply, and try and help you.
Or do you call 911 if you see something like that, an abuse like that? Do you call 911?
Well, if you see it and you know it's happening, definitely call 911. Yeah. But if you're not sure and you want some
someone
ideas
just
on
advised,
how to handle,
just give you a call.
Give us a call.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ken.
I appreciate you having us on, Carl.
Well, you know what we.
And my ribs are feeling a little better, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't turned around yet. Yeah. And thanks for coming on today, because this has got to be on a regular basis. I don't mean every week or every month, no. But it's just something that we keep up with what you're doing, what's going on, and try and help. Because, when people are driven to the point, they're driven from their home, and they're in some place that they don't want to be, and then, frankly, then they start thinking, well, maybe it wasn't that bad, and then they go back into hell.
Well, we appreciate you having us on.
You bet. Tomorrow, like you said, politics, art, music, everything. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A day after a 2-year-old boy was found wandering through a housing project alone in Rhode Island, police have just announced charges against a man accused of killing the boy's mother and her adult daughter.
2 counts of murder. 3 counts of using a firearm while committing a crime of violence.
Plus burglary and kidnapping. The suspect, Daniel Rodriguez, held without bail. Johnston Police Chief Richard Tamburini says a second man arrested is no longer considered a suspect. Week 2 of the court-martial for an Army psychiatrist who's already admitted he was the gunman in the Fort Hood massacre. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Now, Lisa, prosecutors have more witnesses on the stand today. They went through 44 witnesses last week at a pretty quick pace. That's because Army Major Nidal Hassan, who is representing himself, is hardly cross-examining witnesses, if at all. It means the trial is moving much more quickly than most thought, and perhaps prosecutors could rest their case by the end of the week. The testimony heard up until now is